If an airplane went down in the middle of the woods, and let's decide everyone survived, right? We don't want to doomsay. And now this group of people who find themselves in the middle of this wilderness need to think about how they're going to get back to whatever civilization. So they find themselves unexpectedly lost. They find themselves possibly under-equipped, right? They don't really even know whether they're equipped or not. They may have gotten banged up a little bit. Did they twist an ankle? Did they have something else that happened in the moment? But most of them will be in shock. The first thing that will happen is you suddenly look left and look right, and it is, where am I? What am I going to do? How people react to those kind of circumstances is very different depending upon how the person is predisposed to be, right? So some people might be in shock. Some people might not be in shock. Some people might be very oriented toward kind of getting going on trying to get out. Other people might start to think about how they create shelters. Other people might just get frozen in space, right? There are all different kinds of things that would happen in this moment. And the people who come into that situation also have different expertise. So maybe there's a surgeon on the plane, and maybe there's a carpenter on the plane, and maybe there is a mom on the plane. There's all different kinds of people on the plane. But it's unclear how the expertise that they bring into that circumstance may or may not be helpful. So we find ourselves in this uncertain territory, but also really unclear about the best way to approach removing ourselves or getting ourselves out of the situation. So when I talk about stop, ask, explore, what I'm saying is, okay, let's pause. Let's temper ourselves. First of all, let's just acknowledge the fact that we are now in a very different circumstance and situation that we were in before. Now, can I look at myself? Quick self-assessment. Where am I at? Then looking around for resources. Does the radio work in the plane? Are we close to the edge of a cliff? Are there other resources that come out of the plane that we can utilize, right? So just gathering, getting our bearings in this new circumstance before we start saying, here's how we're going to get out of here. Let's just find out what we even have available to us. And then once we've made sense of the situation, we still don't know how to get out of it. We're still not sure the tactics or the strategies we'll use to get out of it. But now that we're grounded in the space that we're at, now we can begin to think, how might we get out of this situation? But there's not going to be a single path or a single right way to get out of that kind of a circumstance. And so we begin to think about the possibilities. Well, maybe I could climb up this tree and see if we can see a town. I hear a river. Maybe we'll walk down there and see if something's over there. And you can think about a half a dozen things quickly that might be possible ways forward. They're not answers. They're not solutions. They're just possible ways that might give us more information than when we started, so that either maybe some clarity comes. Maybe someone does climb up the tree, sees a house, and now there's a clear sense of let's walk to that house. Or maybe someone climbs up a tree and there's nothing visible for miles. So now what is another thing we can try? What is another thing we can try to get the best sense of how we might begin to get ourselves out of this circumstance? And that kind of thinking is what I invite people to apply to a circumstance that they face when they have their life is going perfectly fine. They're keeping their bills paid. They know what they're doing day to day. And then they get that email or that phone call where suddenly a sick parent needs to be taken care of. Suddenly, there is a change at work and it looks like there'll be a downsizing 3 months from now. Whatever it might be, that kind of catalyzing disruption, it doesn't just change your job. It doesn't just change your home life. It actually places questions in all aspects. And if we can pause long enough to really get a sense of what is the new terrain that this catalyzing disruption adds to our life, and then zoom out and say, how might we not just switch the job, but how can we think about what we can or should be realigning in order to accommodate this new need or this kind of catalyzing disruption, whether it's a positive one or a negative one. Because you can have someone who's been trying to have a child for a long time who finds out they're pregnant, and that's as much a catalyzing disruption as finding out that we're losing a job. Because it's not about negative or positive. It's about calling into question who we are and what direction we choose to go in.